Thank you. And that concludes Sophisticated Boom Boom with Sheila B. on WFMU East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County on 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you so much, Mona, for having me. Mona will be back next week, closing out with just the most magical version of that Vangelis Blade Runner song, Rachel's song. Oh, just incredible. By Juliana Barwick and Mary Lattimore off their new album, Tragic Magic. And I heard this first on Trouble's show, and I just want to give a shout out to her because she's been doing just the most incredible show here at WFMU for years. And it, just hearing her show always makes me happy to be alive. Before that, we heard the Vernon Spring doing Mother's Love, the Emma Hoy Segue Mariam Jabrew cover by the Vernon Spring, and that came out in 2021. And I started off that very brief set with Samana with Lakeside Song off her EP The Golden Thread. Alan is next up. I will see you sooner than later, hopefully, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being here with me today. See you next time.
Yes.
Yes.
Ask Alan. Yes. If your girlfriend weak and she's stupid profiling,
yes,
you need some information, ask Alan. Ask Alan. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems? Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Alan out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is Eagle Talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Alan. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there and keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Alan. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's Eagle Talent. Eagle Talent.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Alan. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems? Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
Again, Joe Belock baseball cap hitting the mic. I never learn. This is Ask Alan. The phone lines are open. advice on any topic from a horrifically unqualified purveyor of advice. But I'll give it to you. I don't care. If you're nuts enough to ask me for advice, I'll give you advice. So give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Maybe you got relationship issues. That's the biggie, don't we all? Legal problems, or maybe one of your friends or family members is always in trouble. You don't know how to handle it because you can't just dump them. Maybe your kids are doing things that kids do and you don't know how to handle it. We'll get Johnny Salami on the line. 201-209-9368. Oh, they're coming in already. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan.
What's up? Who's this?
This is Jake. I'm calling from Nashville.
Oh, all right. What's going on? How's Nashville? How you doing down there in Nashville?
Nashville is hot today. We had a big storm last night. There's a bunch of tree limbs down. A bunch of us lost power, but we're doing well.
Oh, that's fun. Storms are fun, even when they're not.
Anyway, they are. Right? This is a good time of year for storms.
Cool.
So I need advice on something. I just got a job offer today.
Ooh.
The company I work for I'm paid very well, but I have to work on Saturdays and Sundays a lot.
Hmm.
And the company that offered me, it would be Monday through Friday, but it would be a little bit of a pay cut. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this?
Well, okay. So what do you do now? Who do you work for now? What do you do?
So I work for a country club. I do purchasing for the food and beverage. So I do, we have like 5 restaurants on the property. I buy all the food for them, produce, the seafood, french fries, and on and on. And then the new company would be like a junior buyer role for a commercial construction wholesaler.
Oh.
So it would be, it's kind of like what I do now, just on a more advanced level with like a lot more parts and a lot more vendors.
And for less money.
For less money.
And you don't.
But I think it would open up more of some career paths for me down the line. But I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it just to get my weekends back.
Well, it sounds like it's more than just getting your weekends back, because it could open up some career paths.
That's true.
More than, and it's not just to get your weekends back. So it, do you value your weekend? Like, do you see your weekends as being more, what would you do on your weekends that you can't do during on your day? What do you get, 2 days off during the week?
Well, I take Sunday and Monday off. So okay. I enjoy having Monday off. If I had my Saturdays back, then it would open up more opportunities on Friday night, because I wouldn't have to be at work Saturday morning. And it would open up daytime activities on Saturday. Like, my friend is going to the Cornbread Festival in a couple weeks, and, you know, I want to go celebrate Lao New Year. And holidays, I'm always busy because we're having big parties at the work that we have to, you know, cater all the food and da-da-da. So it feels like it's a step back, but it could be a step back in order to take 2 steps forward, you know, considering the career advancement.
How much is the pay cut? Like, significant for your lifestyle? Is it something that, like, are you a two-house income earner? Like, two
no,
people?
No, I'm single.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And, so, I mean, and the commute is half of what it is now.
Oh.
At the new job.
Oh.
So I would save a significant amount of money on gas, but I also get free food at the place I work at now. So
yeah,
that's, it might actually be more of a pay cut than it seems like on paper.
Do you like being at the place that you're at now? Like, it's a country club. Do you like hanging out? Do you like being on the grounds? Do you already just like country club people that are kind of like, ew?
Or? Well, since I'm in the kitchen, I really don't have much interaction with people that are out front. I mean, I play golf personally, but not like that. I didn't grow up in a country club or anything, so the membership doesn't really bother me. It's just the general frenzy of the kitchen that is, you know, over time, as I'm sure everyone has heard, will wear you down.
Where are you leaning right now on this decision in your brain?
I'm leaning towards staying at the place I'm at now. I don't know if I've been applying to jobs for months, and I've been in this role for over 2 years now. And I really started applying heavily probably before Christmas. And this is the first, finally, that I've gotten an interview and gone all the way through. So it's not like I'm rushing into this. I've been wanting to switch roles for a while, but I just don't really think that it's worth the pay cut. I have my Saturday nights off. I can go out on Friday night. It just kind of sucks. Like,
yeah, but you're going to miss the Cornbread Festival.
I know I'm going to miss the Cornbread Festival, and I don't want to miss the Cornbread Festival.
I don't want you to miss the Cornbread Festival. However, I mean, you get a certain amount of sick days, right, or days off or personal days?
Yeah. Both jobs have, like, full benefits and PTO and all that crap.
Let me ask you something.
That's great, but...
How much do these people want you on this new job? Are they, really excited to have you?
Well, they sent me an offer letter today. They called me and sent me an offer letter.
What if you give them a counter offer? So,
well, I think that's naturally what I'm going to have to do, because if they can get a little bit closer, then I would consider it a lot more. So I think that's the way to go. I told them that I would take the weekend to think about it and call Ask Alan on WFMU and ask him what's up, and then I'd get back to him.
You put that in your email?
No, yeah. I should have, though.
Yeah. You should have put them on the phone with me. So
who knows? They might be listening right now.
Let's hope. Well, I mean, it sounds like it's definitely where I would say don't make a counter offer that says get you closer to where I am now. Make a counter offer saying this is what I make now and this is what I would need to keep the job. Because then if they come back with a counter offer that says that gets you a little bit closer, so maybe they'll meet you in the middle. So don't meet them in the middle. Just say, listen, I want to make what I make now.
Yeah.
And then I'm in.
And I have not revealed to them through this process what I make now.
Okay.
So they don't know. And I'm not going to lie to them, you know, and I'm not going to be disrespectful, but I am going to try to get, you know, this work. You know, we do it to get paid. It's not extracurricular, you know.
How's this construction company doing? Are they like a successful? They got tons of contracts and they're doing great.
Yeah, they are. They sell primarily to rental companies. It's mostly like smaller construction equipment. A lot of like carpentry rentals and like lawn and garden rentals.
They're not going anywhere. All right.
No, they're not going anywhere.
And the healthcare plans are the same?
Relatively.
Okay.
I haven't really dug into that, but
well, that's definitely worth digging into.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I should probably before I do anything, I should get more information. I mean, I talked to them briefly today about the PTO and blah blah blah. So I know when the benefits would kick in. I know what they match for the 401k.
Yeah, because you know a healthcare plan could potentially be $10,000-$20,000 more. You can end up paying. Yeah, find out about your healthcare plan. And I think your offer is, listen, I really want to take this job. It's going to benefit me in a lot of ways, but there are things I'm going to lose. And so I need to make at least as much as I'm making now. This is what I'm making now. That's my offer. And then they might come back and say, well, we can get you pretty close. And then you have a decision to make. But if not, if they don't come up at all, then you stay where you're at. And then you take some personal days and you go to the Cornbread Festival. So look into
that's a good idea.
Look into the healthcare plan ASAP. Maybe because it's the weekend, you're not going to be able to get that information now. Get that information Monday. Oh, so you're going to let them know Monday, you said?
Well, no. I'm going to get that information first.
Yeah, get that information first. Find out, compare the two plans. Make sure you're not losing anything in that way. And
yeah.
then,
well,
and
you're
then,
right, because the health plan, that could be several hundred bucks a month.
That could cost you. Yeah, that could cost you a fortune. Yeah, and then, and then you make your offer, which is at least what you're making now, not a little bit less. And then if they come back with a little bit less, then that's up to you. All right.
All right. And Hell yeah, man. Well, I appreciate it. I think I think I knew that deep down. Just needed to hear it from someone.
All right. Take pictures at the Cornbread Festival and send them to alan@wfmu.org. I'll put it on the playlist page. All right. Make sure you go to that festival. All right. Goodbye. Cornbread Festivals making their way in to Axe Allen. That was Ollie Bang, the opening track. I always forget to say that. It's the theme song to Ask Allen. Great freestyle rapper from Essex County, New Jersey. I've been thinking a lot about this Ask Allen answering machine. I think we got to change the kind of what we got coming in from that, because we had that call last week that was like a good and important call, but if I can't talk to the people on the phone, we can't really have a conversation, and it's, I don't feel like I'm giving any kind of solid feedback. So we're going to do something different, but I got something on the answer machine that I want to play. Let's see what it is.
This is Hoboken Jack. Everybody likes to give advice, but no one wants to take it unless it agrees with what they already thought. Ed Rock and D Nice had a baby and called it advice. Advice is the ultimate scam of the marketing industry. Ads to sell you vice. We all pay for our sins, so we didn't need a hippie to die for them. Advice coming from all corners, attacking my brain like my head in a vice. Advice, advice. My, oh my. Vice, Miami Vice, Miami once, Miami twice, chicken soup with advice. You want my advice? No, you don't.
That's Hoboken Jack. If you listen to WFMU, you know who he is. He used to do a spoken word on my show, Six Degrees, and now he's making his way into the advice show. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? 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 Hello, hello, hello. Okay, fine. You're listening to Ask Allen on Freeform Listener Sponsored Radio, WFMU. If you want advice, give me a call. 201-209-9368. There is no expertise here. You're not getting anything special. Just some jackass on the radio that's willing to talk to you about your stuff. I've been thinking, the internet. It's driving me nuts, because I know that I want to make it almost not present in my life most times, but I can't get there. The addiction is real. And so maybe you got some internet addiction issues that are driving you nuts like they are me. I did something. I caught myself yesterday before I did it, and I did it anyway. On the internet, I did a stupid post. I did one of those things that you do that you're not supposed to do. There was this post on InstaHell from a local wildlife preserve. So it was this guy making an educational post about how Essex County, where I live, has outlawed deer hunting. Good. Great. But what he was saying that so the overpopulation of deer, which is a real problem, is causing real problems because the deers are eating these wildlife preserves. And then once the wildlife preserves are gone, the deer ain't going to have anything to eat. So he was just sort of presenting a problem. So, and I was like, oh, this is cool that he's doing this. And I post, reintroduce wolves to Essex County. You don't know. I started a firestorm. It's a joke. I'll talk more about that in a minute. We've got a bunch of calls coming in. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan. This is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
From Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Marie in Chicago. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on?
It's good. Well, you know, basically, so this thing just happened. I live in a condo, and I live on the third floor, and I have two parking spots in the back.
Okay.
And I don't have a car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who, she's the unofficial manager. She basically, but she does the gardening, and she gets a stipend for that. And she lives kind of in the basement apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has before just given permission to people to use my parking spots without asking me.
Mm-mm.
Basically, one person in particular, only one person did she do that to, for. And I got mad, you know, and I said, I should be asked, you know, and no, I don't have a car, but I should be asked. And, you know, if I see cars there and I don't know who's there, I mean, I could call a tow truck.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, her boyfriend is a super, and I like them, you know, even though she's can be a little bit of a busybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, Sam, the super, her boyfriend, he could park there anytime, you know? So I go and I look out my window just now, and there's a car there. And I texted her and I said, hey, that doesn't look like Sam's car. And then she called me, oh, it's the guys working on the stairs.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I should be, yeah. She's like, oh, I figured you wouldn't mind. I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. She's like, I gotta go. I'm like, listen, it's a matter of courtesy and respect. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then she hung up.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right. Well, so it's your spots. And
yeah.
It's like legally and ethically and everything, you have a right to decide who parks there and who doesn't. The fact that you don't have a car, like, so if you have visitors over, how often do your spots get used?
Not much at all. There's a lot of street parking here.
Yeah, yeah. And where would the contractor park if not in your spot?
Oh, he could park, I guess, you know. I mean, I don't care that he parks there. I just want to be asked.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know, because then it just becomes a thing where your spot becomes the spot. I don't know. It is weird because nobody's using it. Who cares? But then you got to be asked. Then she's going to kind of be like, well, I got to ask you every time. Well, then it's because you never know if I have somebody coming over. And even if it's...
Yeah, I said that to her.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to use that spot, ask me every time. That's the courtesy that you have to give me for using my part. Yeah, so say from now on, ask me every time. If you don't, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell you not to do it anymore. That's all. Right?
You know what, Alan?
Right?
That's like great.
Well, I mean, it's kind of what you already said, right?
Well, no, I didn't say if you don't, I'm not going to let you do it anymore.
Yeah, say I'm going to have to sort of just say no. So just say, ask me every time, because I don't want that one time to happen when I got a couple friends coming over for dinner and then I got to ask you to move your cars. Every time you want somebody to use my spot, ask me. Because then maybe she won't use it as much, too. Maybe then she'll be like, I'm not going to keep asking this lady. So then maybe she'll use other spots or use the street spots sometimes, right? So just say, listen, this is the deal we're making. If you want to use my spots, never more than one. First of all, and you got to ask me every time. Sorry. And I don't know. And that means every day. If you got to ask me every day, ask me every day. All right.
Yes. Yeah. I'm writing that down. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah. No problem. All right. Bye.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Condos. I'd never live in a condo. I'd rather. No. Condo living. Those people and their rules and their. No, absolutely not. Condo living. 201-209-9368. There were some calls coming in. Hoboken Jack, thanks for your little wordplay on advice. Yeah, Hoboken Jack used to do the weekly spoken word on 6 Degrees And now we'll work him back in on occasion. But what was I talking about? Yeah, so I post this thing on the internet, which you don't do that. You just don't do that. First of all, I'm sitting here, I'm wasting time looking at this crap. So I say, reintroduce wolves to Essex County. Hey. And it just sent it off into this thing. And then some other guy posts, yeah, the liberals will go nuts. And then I was like, hey, wait a minute. Whoa. And it just turned into like 600 million comments about people. Some people thought I was serious about reintroduce wolves. I mean, not that I wouldn't love seeing wolves roaming around Essex County, but I didn't really think that's what they should do. And so point is, the internet, you get into these holes. And there's nothing good to come out of it, but you do it anyway, because it's like crack. The internet is crack. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic except real estate or stocks. I have no interest in giving advice or listening to any of that. Somebody on the comments board said, she's a Karen. I don't know if you're talking about the lady who's using the spotter, or you're talking about Marie in Chicago. She's not a Karen. I think you're talking about the lady who's stealing her spots every day. 201-209-9368. So yeah, the Ask Alan answering machine is, the phone number is 973-352-7908. 973-352-7908. And I don't like people leaving, hey, I need advice on this, on the answering machine. I don't think that's working. So I think we're going to find different things to do with the answering machine. And maybe the next one for next week or the next few weeks. Oh, Hoboken Jack wants his clicky stars. He's really into the clicky stars. I'll cue you up. Oh, Jack. This ain't a music show. Leave me alone. Now you made me lose my chain of thought. Oh, yeah. So next week's... So if you want to call the Ask Alan answering machine, 973-352-7908, leave a little message with the best advice you've ever gotten, or the best advice you've ever given. I was thinking about that a little bit. Like, when did I get like really good advice? And I've had thoughts on that, but I don't want to talk about that right now. So if you want to call the answering machine, I don't think I'm going to give advice through the answering machine anymore, but we'll find other things to do with it. But for next week, leave some messages on advice you've gotten or given that either paid off or was a disaster, or the worst advice you've ever gotten or given. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We got some... May 1st, got a special coming up. Abby from Mars is going to be co-hosting with me, and I want to do more DJ co-hosts because I think just my perspective is, you know, obviously limited for a million different reasons. So looking forward to that. I like bantering with Abby. So mark that on your calendars, May 1st. And then there's another thing that's coming up. It's a Radio Row special, but if you've been listening to this show for a while, hey, where's my bed music? No. Hold on. That isn't. So, if you've been listening to this show for a while, we had a show called Ask an Oracle, where Steph Cummings, a sort of a practitioner of the occult, did a show on Halloween, and it was awesome. And she's going to be doing a Radio Row live. Jody and I are going to work the phones for her, Jody Peyote. And that's on June 7th, 5 p.m. on Radio Row. So you can mark that down on your calendars too. Sort of related to Ask Alan. Ay, Dios mío. So maybe you got legal problems. Or somebody you know does. It's the season where people are starting to try to get back in shape or get in shape. Maybe you want to start moving your ass and seeing some results, eating better. I don't know, whatever it means to you to kind of work out or whatever. We'll chat it out. I've been doing some stuff. I've been finally moving my ass a little bit. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Maybe you're broke. Maybe the job market or just the low-paying job has been wearing you down a little bit. Want to chat it out. That's the worst. It's the worst thing, being not being able to keep up financially for a long period of time. I saw something recently, some statistic about resting blood pressure on kids of people who are really, you know, hardcore low income, and how much unhealthier the kids are just existing in the world. So maybe you're going through that kind of thing. Give a call, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. If you want to be on the Ask Alan email list, I send out a weekly. Alan@wfmu.org. And again, the answer machine is 973-352-7908. So let's get the calls coming in. 201-209-9368. Maybe you're looking to start a new project, like a DIY project, or maybe you're looking to learn something new. Maybe you always wanted to pick up a guitar, or you always wanted to play the violin, or start the visual arts, painting. Maybe you want to do stained glass. Maybe you want to do something new, but you never just couldn't get that that first jumping into the water. Give a call, 201-209-9368. It's weather's been bonkers, but it's road trip season. Had a couple of we touched 90 a couple days ago here in northern New Jersey. And maybe you're looking to take a trip, hit the road, get on an airplane. Managelequita Quito Muerta. Calls keep coming in, then we lose them, they drop. 201-209-9368. Another thing that's been wearing on me, the two things that have been wearing on me. First, the internet. I really got to get a handle on it. But the drinking thing, man. So I pretty much got, I barely drink now. But I was a drinker. I mean, I was a drinker. I drank every night a lot for a long time. And now I barely drink. But the other night, me and Johnny Salami went out around town. I said, the hell with it. Let's go out and get a couple drinks. Four drinks. Four. Two bars. Wrecked. Four drinks. And then the next day, completely ruined. An entire Sunday. Just done. And I thought I had a handle on that. And then all of a sudden, it's like, damn, I'm in the dark hangover phase. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan. Sorry, it's me.
What's up, Zach?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
There's so much going on. You're talking about instruments. What's one you got a quick hit on? I'm trying to learn the sax. I'm playing the tenor.
Oh.
What's some tips for motivation to stay with and make time?
Well, I mean, what are you doing? So you're trying to learn a sax. What are you up to? What's your process so far?
Well, I play it, you know, but it's more like getting in the inertia to carve out, like, oh, I'll do it for a half hour. Oh, I'll do it for an hour.
Okay.
But life is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know that. Life's crazy.
So
you're doing stuff.
How many?
So it's hard to throw in.
Well, how much have you been playing? What's been your routine so far?
Well, when I got it, it was every day.
Yeah.
And then that fizzled, and now it's like every few days.
Okay.
Because I would usually play in the evenings. I've been tempted. Here's a good question. You're a DIY guy. I've been tempted. I bought a little stand. I can't remember if it's like a Hercules stand or something. Nice little stand for it. not going to tip over, could have it out, read it up, ready to go. I've been thinking, my office is in the basement. Should I have it out down there and, like, blow for 10 minutes? You know, like, you know, just think and...
So what? You got to stand. So what's your question here? What are you asking me?
It's like, should I... Here, there's the solid concrete question. Should I bring it to the basement? Should I worry about the pipes vibrating? It's a tenor. You know, I don't want to vibrate my copper or sweated pipes or...
Oh, whatever about that.
Some of that has got that galvanized copper, blue.
No, I mean, I don't know if that's a problem, but it doesn't sound like one. I don't think you have to worry about your pipes breaking from the sacks. I don't know. Is that a thing?
I'm paranoid, Alan, is what it comes down to.
Well,
so you're saying I'm not going to ruin my plumbing if I play the sax in the basement.
I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, the issue is where are you going to play this thing that makes you play it the most, right? Like, where is it going to be in the most convenient place? Like, I could relate a little
the
bit
basement.
Because I recently just started, Scott gave me a banjo. So I've been learning banjo chords and I've been learning some finger picking patterns for the first time, right? So, but I
love it.
But I was hanging there for a while and I was like, I had a chord chart and I didn't have a music stand around and I didn't know where my music stand was. And I was like, days would pass where I didn't do it because there wasn't a convenient, comfortable place to do it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you got to find your perfect place that you could go to anytime. What do you have? Music? You read music and play it? What do you do?
Well, right now I'm just learning all my instruments. I just learn scales. I just learn how to play notes on it.
Okay, and then are you doing that?
With the Cecil Taylor method.
All right, are you doing that memorized or are you looking at something?
Oh, I try to memorize. Like, I'll learn a scale and then I'll just improvise in it. You know,
so you already have the scale memorized, the scales that you want to learn?
Some. I have a few.
Because for me, it was like, where am I going to hang this chord chart that's going to be convenient for me to just pick up the banjo and look at the chord chart and be able to sit in front of it?
You have sticky tack?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I did it. I've arranged a situation where I go to it more often now. It could be something as simple as, where's a convenient location to make it easy to just pick this thing up and play it, right? That's kind of what you're saying. It's like,
So, I think to not bother the family, I think I have to put it in the office. I have to keep it near me in the basement.
Yeah, that could be really annoying. Somebody learning saxophone in the family.
Yeah, it gets squawky, man.
Yeah.
But don't you love a little free jazz blowing?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would like it in my house all the time, but I definitely would set you up a spot somewhere, the attic or, yeah. So a place away from the family
attic.
That's
send me out to the garage is what you're saying, Alan. I got to go play in the garage.
No, I think you need to play wherever you're going to be. That you're going to play frequently where it's convenient and comfortable for you to play. So,
how much of my family's ears should I consider?
A lot of them. A lot. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
All right.
I'm practicing in the garage. That's what that means. So.
All right. I like it. I like the garage.
All right. Cheers, my friend.
Yeah,
thank
buddy.
You so much.
Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Put the needle on the record coming up at 7 p.m. Yeah, so all of a sudden I was back in the drunk tank. Destroyed a Sunday. So, point being, maybe you've been up and down with issues of such in your life. I've pretty much reduced the amount of drinking from where I was at one point, probably 98%. Still, it's that thing. It's fun. Sorry, but still for me, I know once I get a couple of drinks of me, it's still a good time. I can't help that. And that's always there. So, you know, it's a challenge. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, how's it going, man? This is Pete.
Hi, Pete, where are you calling from?
Hey, I can kind of relate to a couple of your themes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One being, no alcohol. Mm. As of last week, I developed gout, unfortunately.
Ooh.
And and so my doctor said no beer anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Which, really rarely, which it's like very, I don't know, it's hard. It's difficult to, and lots of other food that I used to like, suddenly can't. Do that, or
mm-hmm.
I'm still navigating it, like, is it when I have like a flare, I can't do it? Can I do it like every once in a while? I don't know, but it's a strange, I don't know, feeling to.
To have to sacrifice the things that you loved your entire life, like the foods that you liked, and drinking. If for people who don't destroy themselves with alcohol and just get into these horrible, horrible situations, a couple drinks is. It's nice to be able to do that, right? I mean,
yeah, totally. But, it totally is.
Yeah, but
you know, I'm not like it's a Friday now. You know, I would usually like maybe have a beer. You know,
yeah.
Be like,
So what did the doctor say about alcohol in general? Just don't.
Well, beer especially has a lot of, I guess they call them purines, and that does not help with levels of, you know, uric acid for gout, and then I guess like hard liquor also is not good. Occasional glass of wine, I think, or. I think you can occasionally drink a light beer. I'm sort of like still figuring it out. It's like it's one of those weird things, you know.
Yeah, whenever like a hardcore health issue, because a few have come into my life, you know, as they do in everybody's life eventually. I have tried to use them as opportunities to make changes with other things. Yeah. Like, oh man, if I got to take this, then maybe I should stop doing this kind of thing.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a good opportunity for sure.
Yeah, so maybe you could see it as an opportunity to, and then the food thing could even be harder. Like all of a sudden, it's like, wait, really? I can't eat pizza? You know? So I respect the challenge for sure. That's not easy. And what are you doing so far? How's it shaking out? How long
it's
ago
okay.
did you get?
I mean, you know, I'm taking medication and I am eating much better. I'm very mindful of what I'm eating and drinking. You know, I mean, I think I'm able to eat chicken. I'm eating a lot more vegetables, drinking a lot more water, staying away from a lot of sugar, that kind of thing.
That's the kind of thing that you could do. Once you first find out you got something like that, you're like, holy crap, like, I got to do better. Yeah. And then the challenge is, can you maintain it? Can you keep doing it? Like in a year, you're
that
like,
is
ah,
the challenge.
Damn it, I'm doing it again. I'm doing the same crap I was doing a year ago, right? So I'm glad that you're doing it, that you're making the changes, and maintaining it is probably going to be keep doing it. Because the only thing I could say is use it as an opportunity to make your life healthier as much as you can.
That's a good way to look at it. Thanks.
And don't be hard on yourself when you know you have when whatever you can make what you consider a mistake or you know just go back to doing what you were trying to do, you know.
Yeah that makes sense.
The gout, what's that again? Did your feet get big? What happens? I think swell up. What happens when
you
get
the gout? It's like the buildup of what's called uric acid and well, for me, it was, I think a lot of people in their toe gets inflamed. Yeah. It's not pleasant.
It's not pleasant.
I couldn't.
It could be worse, but the good thing about something like gout is you could change your lifestyle and get rid of it, right?
Right, exactly.
So it's not one of those things that you can't get rid of that you're stuck with forever. So look at that.
That is true.
That's the bright side.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, you got it.
Take care.
Guys got the gout. Damn. I never got the gout. If you're having some health issues, like the gout. God damn. 201-209-9368. One of the things with this show is the calls come in. There was four calls coming in. But when somebody calls you up and they tell you they got the gout, you got to let the guy talk and you got to kind of figure it out. So getting the calls to keep coming, even when they were coming, people don't want to sit on the line and just let it ring. So my advice to you is if you're just sitting there, put it on speaker and just let it ring until you get through. And then you can take it off speaker and talk to me. Yada, yada, yada. 201-209-9368. I know a lot of people growing up who had the gout because it would kind of grow up in like a Italian-American neighborhood and just people ate a lot of the stuff that give you the gout, evidently. It's just a thing that people got in their like 50s and 40s, 50s. So people kind of used to like joke about it. Guy got the gout. But it's not funny. It's a serious health issue. So thanks for calling. Yeah, so... You know, drinking, addiction. We used to, a month or so back, a lot of addiction calls were coming in. you're struggling with something like that and you want to talk, I'm no expert, but we live in America. We all have friends and or family, or we know people who've struggled with it if we haven't ourselves. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Where are the kids at? Kids, if you're having issues at school, if you're you got a crappy teacher, summer's coming. Trying to think about how to spend your summer. If you're having some school issues, give a call, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. If you're just tuning in, if you're driving along Route 280, just came into a different signal area. This is WFMU Freeform Listener Sponsored Radio. And I give advice. What else do we got here? Oop. Hey. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon in downtown Jersey City. And we're having a good time here. But we need the phone calls to come in because you need advice. Otherwise, I'm just a babbling idiot. So give a call, 201-209-9368. DIY projects. Right now I'm building a, let me take this call first. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan. It's Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I took all of next week off, but I didn't plan anything. So I was wondering if you could give me some maximum relaxing ideas to really chill out. I'm not going anywhere. It's like a staycation.
Oh, you're not leaving the house?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm staying in the city. I'm not going anywhere. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, but you're staying in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I didn't make any good plans. So, and Bucci didn't remember to take any time off. So it's literally just me home. So I need some good ideas, fun stuff to do, and to really relax.
I mean, I think from what we're looking at, we had these two like 85, 89, 90 degree days, three of them, and now it looks like it's going down to like the 40s and 50s.
Of course it is. Yeah, it's going to rain.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's something to really take into consideration. We're not even looking at, at good weather, right?
Yeah, well, that's classic.
Yeah.
Bucci vacations.
Yeah, yeah. And where's Bucci going to be while you're on this staycation?
Well, he's going to be working.
So during the day, this is just what's Mrs. Bucci going to do during the day while
Mr. Bucci... Yeah, what's Mrs. Bucci going to do that's like fun, chill, maybe some like, is there any cool museums that you recommend or like a movie I should go see? What's something I should do this week?
I don't leave Montclair unless I get on an airplane, first of all.
Should I do something? Should I go back to Montclair? Should I do something fun there?
You know what? It's funny you said that. I think, am I right about this? The Montclair Film Festival starts, does it start
this
week?
Oh, really?
Yeah, look that up real quick. See if the Montclair Film Festival starts that.
Right. I'm driving.
All right, let me look it up.
I only can call you. You look it up.
All right. Hold on a minute. Because there are a million things to do in town. Hold on, Montclair Film Festival.
That could be fun.
Yeah, and you're a townie.
When is it? I am a townie.
Yeah. Mrs.
Like
Bucci,
you.
I'm giving you up. Mrs. Bucci's a townie. dates, hold on, 2026. Hold on, Mrs. Bucci.
This is great. I don't have to ask Google. I just have to ask Alan. I love it.
Nah, I'm completely wrong. So it's no submission.
What?
Yeah, no, it's not until October. I don't know why I said
that. You got my hopes up, Alan. Now what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but I think it's a good idea for you to go back home.
Yeah. All right.
Do you have family in the town? In town?
Nah, nobody lives in Montclair anymore.
Excuse me. Some people do.
Well, what should I do? You got any other ideas for me?
You smoke weed?
No.
You got to start.
I know. I got to start, I guess.
Get some weed juice and watch old movies.
Yeah, this is a good idea. Give me an old movie, then.
True Romance.
True Romance.
That's
okay,
all I ever say.
That
That's a, you never saw True Romance?
I don't. I've never heard of that, actually.
Oh, well, there it is, then. Get some weed juice
okay.
and watch True Romance. That's one.
All right.
At least I got
thank
one.
Thank you, Alan.
I got one day for you. That's it.
Perfect. All you right. knocked one day out. I got right. seven more.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye. Man, you know, my social life has been like taking my dog to the beach for like 2 years. Ever since COVID, I'm like a social leper. So like asking me what to do out on the town or what museum. I need, my next girlfriend's going to be somebody who's going to friggin' culturate me. I need to get back out in the world of the arts. Sorry, Mrs. Bucci. Gave you a movie from the 90s and recommended you do something that you don't even do, which is get high. 201-209-9368. We got 10 minutes to put the needle on the record. And then I'm just going to go upstairs and hang out with Scott Williams and his crew. So there were a bunch of more calls coming in while Mrs. Bucci was on the phone. Definitely, if you're calling, stay on the phone when you call. Don't hang up. 201-209-9368. Oh, yeah, the DIY project that I'm currently working on. I have a pretty cool attic in my house, but it's never been, like, made nice. But it is, like, insulated and sheetrocked, and there's, like, a bed on the floor up there. But it's more like a college kid's room than... and there's also a door that, like... It's like a floor door, so you pick it up, and then I like latch it to the wall, and then it's like you could fall right through the friggin' hole if you want to get down the stairs, if you're just like sleepwalking or walking. So I'm making some banisters, putting some shades and some curtains up, and I'm cleaning up that room because Tico, who's here, by the way, I forgot you're here, you're so quiet. Tico's girlfriend is moving tomorrow. And his girlfriend's dad is moving to Beacon, but I'm trying to make that room nice for him when he, brings, Luna back around, if he wants to stay a day or two, cause we're about to get, Tico's about to get traumatized, not having his lady around. So I'm doing some carpentry, some banisters, some, cleaning up an attic and making it nice. I've been learning some banjo. Thanks, Scott Williams. Writing a few songs, playing some guitar. When I'm not doom scrolling and posting stupid crap on the internet. 201-209-9368. We've got about 8 minutes to go. We definitely got time for a couple more calls. Definitely call the Ask Alan answering machine and leave some the best advice you've ever gotten, the worst advice you've ever gotten. Advice that sort of changed your life in some way or another. Or, you know what? Call up with it now if you want. 201-209-9368. Still thinking about that poor guy with the gout. No relationship issues tonight. That's rare. It's usually the hot topic on Ask Alan. So... K-Mas, legal problems. Come on. Maybe you're calling from the joint. Hi, you're on the radio. Yo.
Hi, I'm driving and I'm listening. Yeah, Alan, and yeah, I don't know. So, hey, listen, about the guy that called in that was maybe sometimes drinking some beers and stuff and wanted something to distract him, I'm telling you this word, vanilla ice cream. Not Chunky Monkey, not even... straight up vanilla ice cream, because you can, the vanilla ice cream is almost like eating Greek yogurt.
Uh-huh.
There's not that much. It's
yeah, but the dude with the beer had the gout.
I know, but you see,
I don't think you could eat. I don't think you could eat ice cream with the gout. I don't think you're supposed to eat.
Well, no, he's got to stop drinking and his body's going to look for the sugar that's in beer.
Uh-huh.
So he's got to go with, like, something very generally good for you and vanilla ice cream.
All right, if you're listening,
got some protein in it, a little
bit. All right,
bit of sugar.
I got you. If you're listening, Gout Guy, vanilla ice cream, you heard it from one of our listeners. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, who's this?
Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra. Where are you calling from?
Joshua Tree.
Oh, nice. What's going on? Oh, it must be beautiful. What time is it there right now? It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
4 o'clock, yeah.
Oh,
it's beautiful, yeah.
Are you like out in like a, what, are you like out in a, in the desert? Are you, do you have a lot of neighbors? Like, what's your situation out there in Joshua Tree?
I kind of do have neighbors, but I feel like no one would find us for a day or two.
Wow, you know? Cool. You're living the life, man. Nice.
Yeah, I would not trade it.
Wow, that's really cool. So what's up? You need advice? You probably. I need advice from you.
I kind of do. No, I need advice from you because I'm kind of, expanding my business. And I feel like people are giving me a lot of unsolicited advice. And then I need to know how to manage that better. I feel like I just go into kind of like rage mode.
Oh, yeah. When people just tell you should be doing this, you should be doing that.
Yes. As soon as I hear you should, I just get like Terminator eyes.
I know that. I know that feeling, man.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's like, how do I show that I am confident and capable and don't need their advice in a nice way?
That's a good question. You know, it's funny because the DJ Premium, the DJs have, we give prizes away for marathon.
Right.
And mine's an advice book. And the first piece of advice in the advice book is don't give advice unless you're asked for it.
I know you've said that before. And I'm always like, that is literally so true.
Yeah. And it's hard because, yeah, you don't want to be mean and be like, I didn't ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a way, yeah, how do you twist that around to make it understood?
Or not even like that, but like, I guess for me, how do I, like, what kind of mantra or something so that as soon as I hear you should, I don't,
get
that.
You don't snap? Have you responded really nasty to anybody yet?
I feel like the nastiest is just kind of silence.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. I think that's so, I mean, mantra, you're out in Joshua Tree. You could probably, you could come up with a mantra. I'm just going to tell you more like a North Jersey mantra, which is going to be like, I didn't ask you for advice.
No, I love that though. I lived in New York for years and sometimes I miss that energy, you know?
Yeah. So do you think you could just be like, listen, I'm getting hit with so many different things that people are telling me I should be doing and it's confusing and I don't, you know, I'll let you know if I need, yeah, I know it's hard. That's a tricky one. I used to have I had people in my life that were constantly telling me what I should be doing differently. And like, oftentimes it's like, maybe you should be doing something differently. I'm doing pretty good. You know, like,
That's exactly what it feels like.
Sometimes they're projecting.
It's hard to not kind of turn on that soapbox, like, well, you're doing a lot of talking, I'm doing a lot of doing.
Yeah. Right. So there are clearly people that have not gotten the message of don't give advice unless you ask for it. It just becomes a matter of, are these relationships that you value, right? Are they relationships that you value? I guess they are.
Yes, but I do think that it's time, like, if we're talking about like the circles of relationships, I think some people need to go to the outer circle.
Okay.
I think you're making me realize that.
You're going to be pushing people to the outer circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. All right. I mean, I don't know if this has been helpful, but I think you're getting advice from people that you don't want advice from, and you got to kind of separate yourself from them a little bit. Maybe they'll figure it out, and they'll sort of act differently towards you. I don't know.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah. Call back next week because I want to hear more about your business. But I can't talk to you now because the show's almost over, right?
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Call back next week.
I will.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Who's this? Your last call.
Peter from Florida.
Oh, Peter, make it quick.
Okay. People call in, say things, give advice or not. This is when I was in theaters. I heard someone said once, it was a director. People would come up and say, I think it should go like this and like this. The director would say, noted. It was a way of, instead of saying
Alexandria.
Yes or no, you say noted.
Alexandria, are you listening? Just say
right?
Noted.
So
that's a quick.
Them. It's like, okay, noted. But
you're
I like
that.
Not committing to yes or no, you just say noted.
Noted. I like that. And that's
good strategy, isn't it?
Best advice you've given, Peter. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Noted. All right. Put the needle on the record. Billy Jam coming up in seconds.
I got a letter from the president the other day. No, actually, I got a text from James the engineer. He said, we're live. I'm Billy Jam.
What up, y'all? It's Senor Gigio.
And we are joined by the one and only DJ Mars.
A ring camera in the area recorded a strange noise.
That's DJ Mars on the ones and twos. We're coming to you live from Oakland, California, broadcasting all the way back to New Jersey. James is doing the engineering today. Today's show is called Put the Needle on the DJ, DJ Mars, versus the MC, Senor Gigio. Senor Gigio, on Sunday last, you had that gig up in Fresno. How did it go?
Oh, it was really dope. Shout out MC Wicks. It was the Black Books and Rhyme Books. And, you know, MC Wicks put together a dope community event that had vendors, there were artists, there was some live graffiti going on, there was some interactive tagging going on, and a dope roster of hip-hop acts, you know, that spanned a good region. Of course, he had his Fresno acts there, but he also had some cats from Southern Cali, and then I was up there repping the Bay, too, so it was super dope.
Yeah, he links Southern and Northern California always in his ventures. Anyway, we are coming to you live from Oakland, as I said, got a ton of great new music today. The DJ, Mars, versus the MC, Senor Gigio, will be coming up later. They're going to go back and forth.
Just before midnight.
As you know, this is not our first. As you know, this is not our first. The crash of an unknown object. The incident has a lot in common with other bizarre cases.
That's DJ Mars. More to come in a bit. We're also going to have a world premiere of Senor Gigio, a track that you just released today, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so we got that coming up. And let's start out with right about now, the track we're hearing in the background from FernQuest and DJ Alchemy. It's called Make a Move. It's right here on WFM. You know.
Just give me that snare, that's all I need. Just give me that mic, DJ Pump Deck. Watch me when I glide on a beat with ease. Just give me one pen with a couple of pages. That's how I put my mind at peace. They know the face, been a rain for ages. Comes ever so naturally. Natural vibe, the natural high. Don't push your luck, I ain't that guy. I was alright once upon a time. Life left me with a broken mind. I know there's more deep in the core. He who seeks, he shall find. Past the light, I like this grave. Ignore the state of both my eyes. Forget one drink, pass the whole bottle. Don't worry though, I'm alright. Loyalty, yeah, that's a must. I can't be arranged in it when I slide. Came so kid, through and through, full of passion, oh I got drive. Love my people, love my family, you can say that we're loving life. Cause yeah, I love my people, love my family. Certain friends from the ends, they turn to family. I said all my real ones, come and stand with me. I said all my loyal ones, come and stand with me. So yeah, I love my people, love my family. Certain friends from the ends, they turn to family. I said all my real ones, come and stand with me. I said, all my loyal ones, come and stand with me.
You don't wanna be the crab in the bottom of the bucket, trying to get ape, you get dragged down. There's snakes in the grass and it hits on the low, so you gotta be careful who you rain. Everybody wanna claim that the gold, we know, give a sheep, no, what's that all about? Talking nonsense, bunch of weirdos, I can't.
right at my side. Like when up, course I get high. Decent day, I watch the go by. Half these rappers come and go, they know me though. I'm eager for life, now I don't even need the whole thing. Yeah, I'm good with a piece of the pie. I did it before, do it again. This time for me though, not for them. See my flows, I let them lend. Me and them can never be friend. I bet they've only got one aim, and that's the TikTok trend. But anytime that I land, yeah, I come 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 out of 10 out of 10. Write so much, go through pen after pen after pen after pen after pen. But then my head's gone, then my head's gone, then my head's gone. Don't care where you come from, where you come from. Big shotgun and it's nice and long. Act strong, one shot, that's your whole chest plate gone. Head's gone, then my head's gone. Don't care where you come from, where you come from. Big shotgun and it's nice and long. Act strong, one shot, that's your whole chest plate gone. 'Cause yeah, I love my people, love my family. Certain friends from the ends, they turn to family. I said all my real ones come and stand with me. I said all my loyal ones come and stand with me. So yeah, I love my people, love my family. Certain friends from the ends, they turn to family. I said all my real ones come and stand with me. I said all my loyal ones come and stand with me.
Another night at the Trick Dice Casino. Another night at the Losers Lounge. Another night in America. Same thing everywhere. Frankly, my dear, I do not give a damn. Call me a grouch, but really I'm a simple man. Just let me drink my beer and treat me like a gentleman. Or we can take this outside. I'm a civil man. Every happy new year, y'all all got a different plan. Last one fell through, and now you're in it with the man. Landlord raising up your rent 'cause it's a scam. And your best friend's business plan was a sham since it began. Yeah, I watch the game, but I don't root for a team. I already know who win and lose based on who brings the green. New city developments to build on old skeletons. What a show, girl, shaking like cosmic gelatin. Let the guitar man get his licks, and let the bar man get his tips. And let the magic man do his tricks. It's a fizz. Let the stripper gal shake her hips, and let the pimp rally up his cheeks. Let the magic man do his tricks. It's a fizz. Frankly, my dear, I do not give a hoot. You're dressed like a hooker and you think you're really cute. Trying to catch a sugar daddy to give you pretty loop. But this is real life, shit, and you ain't Betty Boop. I'm the truth you can't handle in the form of a man. Get your youth dismantled in a 4 minute span. I reminisce on Amy Winehouse, unfortunate man. Make us think tragedy and talent go hand in hand. 'Twas the same scene for the young James Dean. Showbiz gleam, but it's rotten like gangrene. Y'all grown folks still thinking like teeny boppers. Eating up the devil's candy, yeah, it can be dandy, huh? Let the piano man get his licks, and let the comedian get his kicks. Let the magic man do his tricks, it's a fizz. Let the pole dancer hit the splits, and watch the fellas grab their pole sticks. Let the magic man do his tricks, it's a fizz. Frankly, my dear, I do not give a dish, but don't confuse my arrogance with ignorance. All of the Americans are all immigrants. We live on stolen land, ask the old Indians. I ain't searching for stardom, and don't give me a heart on. Baby blue tuck sleeve with the heart on. And his color is gray. That's how I blow them all away with the stuff that I say. When I'm up on the stage, could have had it all, but I don't regret it. Even though I could have been bigger than Tony Bennett. Nothing changes when you're rich. They still feed you bologna sandwiches. Phony, ain't it? Now show a little more leg. Make sure you're candid. Let the drummer boy get his licks, and let the poker players bet their chips. And let the magic man do his tricks. It's a fizz. Let the mobsters get their vice grips and start yanking off your fingertips. Ouch. Let the magic man do his tricks. It's a fizz.